Connecting support for
Securities Cost Basis.
Thank you for calling Fidelity Investments. My name is Scott. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Jason.
Hey, Jason. How are you doing?
Okay. Thanks.
And I understand you just had a question about a cost basis for some securities?
Yeah, I had disposed of some equities back in November, and they were uncovered securities since
gotcha.
They were they're actually gifted to me back in 91.
Okay.
So I reported the cost basis inaccurately for that date.
Okay.
And how can I make that change, or is it even necessary for me to make that change? I mean, you're going to report a 1099-B with the improper cost basis?
Yeah, we can take a look and see what options we have there. And Jason, I do have your accounts fully verified here through Fidelity My Voice. So tell me which shares were the ones we're looking at that were gifted or that have like the incorrect basis.
Let's see. I believe those are. Let's see. Account beginning with X. I don't know the.
Okay, so I see some iShares, the semiconductor ETF,
no,
the Micron,
no, it's not,
and then
it's not that one. It's the individual. It's X.
Yep. And so this is a position you closed this year for the.
Yeah, there were positions that I actually opened with Fidelity initially back in November, and then I closed the positions after making a trade. However, I had those positions. No, I guess I didn't have them recorded in there. But when I did have them actually transferred to the and made up the new individual accounts,
mm-hmm.
I believe I recorded the cost basis in some form or fashion on the positions inaccurately, and I wanted to make a change to that.
Okay.
They were uncovered since they were.
Pre the like the reporting, yeah, gotcha. So I'm looking at the closed positions for this year in that account, and and so there's like the Walt Disney shares that are in there.
Yeah, there's exactly there's
144. Yep.
Okay. Actually, there's three trades. Yeah, 144
shares.
Is what was disposed of in that account, and those were only two trades.
Okay.
The third trade was in a IRA,
gotcha.
And that cost basis is accurate.
Okay. Let's see. Let me take a look here. We should have a way to get this updated. I'm just wondering if we can. I'm not sure if it's something we can do kind of since the positions are closed here online, but there may be a request I can put in. Do you know the correct basis that you're, or it's
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. I have the correct basis, which I will escape.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's, they were, purchased at $9.97.
$9.97. And is that for, all the shares, the 144?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's all 44 that were purchased at the same time. However, they were, sold at different times.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when they were being sold, the cost basis was distributed proportionally to each of them being sold at those periods.
Gotcha.
However,
okay.
They were all disposed after November, so the cost basis is generally what $9.97 for 144 shares.
Gotcha. Okay. And is that date acquired, correct, the August 10th of 88?
Yes, it's
okay.
It's August 9th of 91.
Of 91. Okay. So I'm seeing
right.
The acquired date was 88, August 10th of 88, but we can, August 9th of 91.
No, that's it. Yeah. August 9th, 1991. Right.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just looking at the close positions and it shows just a different date, but, let me just take a look here and see how we can kind of the easiest solution, to get this update here since the positions are already closed. All right. Let's see. Just give me one moment. I'm just kind of reading through. We have just a form to fill out for updating the cost basis. I'm just trying to see if it'll apply for, the positions that are already been closed. Hey Jason, give me one moment. I'm just going to reach out to a colleague here and see if we can accept the form since the positions have already been closed, or if it's something that we need to submit to our back office. Just give me one moment, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Hey Jason, I appreciate your patience. So do you have a solution in place for us? I'm just going to see if I can just manually enter it here for us, so you don't have to submit any additional paperwork. So just bear with me for one moment and I'll get this update for us, okay?
Great.
Okay, so just want to confirm, so we're just changing the holding date. It was initially August 9th of 1991 for the 144 shares, and basis per share, $9.97. Does that sound correct?
That sounds correct, yeah.
Okay.
Is there any way I can confirm this?
Let me go ahead and get this. Okay, it looks like that took, let me just refresh and see if it may take
right.
An overnight cycle for it to kind of show up on that side, but it should get updated here just on the.
Since I don't have a position opened in my portfolio, how would I check it?
So it should still adjust just the closed positions there, and just any like tax forms or things that we are sending out, it will
okay.
have like the updated basis on there. Okay, so I don't see it updating just with a refresh, but it may just be. Just give it like an overnight cycle, or it could be like a day or so that it would just like a business day for it to reflect
right.
Online there. But any tax information, because I changed just in our tax system here, will reflect the updated basis from August 9th of 1991. And I'll make some notes here. There may be a way to get you a copy of the updated basis, and I'll see if I can put a request in just to confirm that. But any tax forms that we send out would have that updated basis as well.
Okay. You said that I could check that online. That's what I was asking. Where would I see that position?
Yeah, so there are, you can look at the closed positions under just the positions tab.
Right.
And then there's just an option for closed positions, just kind of in the.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Yep. And it hasn't updated from my view.
Oh, there it is.
Closed positions
yeah,
quite
yeah.
yet, but you click in and it shows the date acquired, but it's still showing the 88, which I adjusted as well. So I'll just give it maybe a day or so to see if it'll update on there. But I'll go ahead and just see if there's another way we can get that sent out, just to, so you can have a copy for your records.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
Let's see, I'm still looking for, there's the Disney stock.
Yep.
And cost basis, right. Okay.
Yep.
Great. All right.
Hey,
thanks for your
thanks,
help.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.